Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Russia admitted that Ukrainian forces made a breakthrough in the southern region of Kherson after Ukraine confirmed its full control of Lyman, a key logistics hub in Donetsk. The two regions are among the four that Russia illegally annexed last week. Meanwhile, Russia said it had not yet decided the borders of either Kherson or another annexed province, Zaporizhia. Dmitry Peskov, the Kremlin spokesman, said it would, quote, consult populations in those areas. Addressing the Conservative Party conference, Britain's Chancellor, Kwasi Kwarteng, said there had been a, quote, little turbulence after his, quote, mini-budget last week, but maintained that the economy needed a, quote, new approach. Earlier, Mr. Kwarteng dropped his government's plan to abolish the 45% bracket for highest-earning taxpayers. Both he and the new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, had spent the weekend insisting they would not buckle. Svante Paabo, a Swedish geneticist, won the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced. The Nobel Committee said that Mr. Paabo won the prize worth 10 million Swedish krona, $895,000, quote, for his discoveries concerning the genomes of extinct hominins and human evolution. The cost of credit default swaps in Credit Suisse soared as the Swiss bank failed to restore market confidence in its liquidity. Reports that the bank was trying to raise capital had led to concerns about its financial strength. Investors sold shares and bonds with the bank while seeking out CDS, which act as insurance against a company defaulting on debt. Viktor Orbán, Hungary's prime minister, said Germany's planned energy support package amounted to, quote, cannibalism in the EU. Last week, Germany unveiled a 200 billion euro, $196 billion, quote, protective shield for businesses and households struggling with energy bills. Mr. Orbán said the, quote, bombshell measure would distort fair competition in the single market and decreed the absence of a coordinated solution to help European companies. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader, expressed support for the country's police amid a harsh crackdown on protests in which more than 130 people have been killed. While Mr. Khamenei said that the plight of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old woman whose death in custody sparked the female-led rebellion, quote, deeply broke his heart, he blamed the unrest on foreign enemies. America's manufacturing sector grew at its slowest pace in September since May 2020. As demand for new orders declined amid aggressive interest rate rises and high inflation. The Institute for Supply Management's manufacturing PMI, an index tracking factory activity, fell to 50.9. Economists had forecast 52.2. A reading below 50 indicates the sector is contracting. And fact of the day, 40%, the proportion of America's hurricanes which Florida has experienced. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.